Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Common Sense with Dr. Ben Carson. I'm your host, Ben Carson, and we have some very special guests here with us today. I don't think there's anybody who's alive who hasn't heard about The Sound of Freedom. It's the movie, number one movie right now. It's going on talking about what's going on with human trafficking, and particularly with child trafficking. And our guest today to talk about this, Tim Ballard, who is the protagonist in the movie, Bob Unanue, who is the CEO of Goya Foods and is a big sponsor, producer, and of course, the major producer, Eduardo Verástegui. How did I do with that?
Better than me. Actually, you're the first one who said it perfect. Dr. Ben, I'm so grateful that my last name was pronounced perfect.
That's right. That's the first time ever.
Verástegui, very well articulated. And Eduardo Verástegui, thank you.
But in fact, you know, how many people really understand what's going on with trafficking? You know, we talk about slavery in this country and what a horrible thing it was, and how it's made this country into an evil place. But there are more slaves in the world today than there have ever been in the history of the world when you look at human trafficking. That's why this is such a critical issue. And I want to ask each of you, well, I want to ask Tim in particular about the start of Operation Underground Railroad. How did that start?
I had spent 12 years as a special agent, undercover operator with Homeland Security investigations, and 10 of those years on the border, and almost all of them working child crimes, human trafficking, child trafficking cases. And as I progressed, I got more and more frustrated because child trafficking knows no borders and boundaries. Unfortunately, bureaucracy does. And so I got stuck in situations where I would find these children, but I couldn't find the legal nexus back to the United States, or I couldn't beat the bureaucracy here or there. And I finally just, I was working on a case in 2013 in Colombia. I was supposed to just be consulting on a particular operation, and I couldn't help myself. I've been doing this for so long. I'd seen too many things, and I can't go half anything anymore. So I kind of went further than I was supposed to, got committed, and then I was told to come home. You don't have the nexus again. And I said, no, we could rescue over 100 kids this time. And I called my wife. I said, what do we do? And she said, you quit your job and finish the case. And I said, are you crazy? We have 6 kids and we have no money. But we knew it was the right thing to do. My wife really drove that decision. And even though it might have made her a widow, you know, she was making the bigger sacrifice on that decision. And we jumped in, and that is the story of that's how Sound of Freedom kicks off. That's the story, and then a wild ride then follows that decision when we actually go and do the operation, which ends up being one of the largest rescue operations that we've ever seen.
Well, Eduardo, how did you grab a hold of this?
Well, I met Tim Ballard 8 years ago in Los Angeles, California, and he told me this story, and I was inspired by meeting a real hero, a true hero,
in one hand, in the other hand, I was in shock when he told me in details what these children are going through. When he told me in details what him and his friends do around the world, they travel around the world undercover, rescuing children that are kidnapped for sexual exploitation. When they told me what happened to these children, 3-year-old boys, 5, 6, 7-year-old boys and girls, abused, sexually abused 10 to 15 times a day for many years. And after that, when they don't want them anymore because there's no fresh meat anymore, that's the kind of vocabulary they use, they go into the second business, which is organs traffic. They open them and sell their organs. When you hear things like this, you cannot look the other way around. It's the worst evil ever. And then he looked at me and he said, Eduardo, it's very sad what I'm telling you, but it's more sad now that you know it, man. If you do nothing, what are you going to do? And I started asking him questions like, for example, this is a global problem. Yes, especially U.S. and Mexico. U.S. is the number one consumer of child sex in the world. Mexico is the number one provider. And I said, hold on a second. You live in the most powerful country in the world. You have the technology, the intelligence, the money, the army, the police. Why don't we finish this problem? And he said, because it's not a priority. How can we turn this into a priority? He said, we need a movement. We are not the solution, Eduardo. We're the solution for 7,000 kids. Thank God we saved a lot of kids, but we're talking about millions of children that are kidnapped for sexual exploitation. We need a movement. And that's when I realized, well, I'm a filmmaker. I have a weapon of mass instruction and inspiration, movies. Movies can move people. Let's make a movie about one of your, rescue missions. You have done hundreds of rescue missions. Just tell me which is the most difficult one, the most, dangerous one, the most successful one. And he told me the one that he did in Cartagena, Colombia. And that's Sound of Freedom.
Well, Bob, how about you? I actually know, but the audience doesn't know. How did you get so involved in this?
Well, first of all, I'm just in awe. There's three people. I'm in Texas, but there's three people sitting there that are just my heroes. And I can't, and we're in a movement. We're in a spiritual war. And I can't think of three more courageous warriors than the three of you in this battle. And, I knew Eduardo when he was 33 years old and did the movie Bella. I don't know, 33, that might have been a couple of years ago, Eduardo, I don't know. But then he did Little Boy, but he was a pretty hot actor in Mexico, a singer, actor, but he changed his life around. He said, I'm going to dedicate my life to God. And all of this has been the intervention of the Holy Spirit. I mean, I got to meet you, Dr. Carson. I used the word blessed with President Trump. And when you invoke God, it pisses a lot of people off, people that hate God. So I met Eduardo. And again, I think it's the Holy Spirit involved here. It's the hand of God. Angel Studios sending this down. I met Eduardo after Bella, fast forward a few years at the White House. And he goes, hey, I'm doing this thing and about this incredible guy going in and saving the children. And I'll tell you, my awareness at that time was, we kind of live in a bubble in this country. We don't realize the horror that's out there and the money behind it. This is the biggest crime industry in the world, along with drugs and arms sales. So he tells me about this courageous person and this guy, Tim Ballard. And we were able also to go out to Utah and he had this event with Macy Barber, Rise Up, and raising awareness for this plague. So we saw the movie. We saw it with you, Dr. Carson, and Candy. And every time you have to take a box of tissues with you, but it tugs at the heart. And the amazing thing, to me, the amazing thing, Tim has been around the world for years, saving kids more recently in Ukraine. And this wasn't a one and done. But this movie, interestingly enough, is about one child. Well, first, Miguel Aguilar, he goes, what about my sister? And, Tim goes to save Rocio, one child. Which highlights the idea that every life is precious And for a man to sacrifice his life, his family, to go after that one kid, he says, what if that was our daughter? What would we do? And so there we have the history. And it's under attack. It's under attack because it's good. And it's real. And it's the truth. It's come out of the light. And when it comes out of the light, the people of the darkness, they attack. They hit back. And it's terrible what they've done to attack this movie and the story and these courageous people. Amazing.
It is amazing. It seems like whatever is good these days is under attack, and whatever is questionable is held up. It's almost like we've lost our minds, but I always say it's darkest before the dawn, and sometimes it has to be pretty dark before people see the light, and I believe the light is coming, and you know, this movie is part of it. But do other governments work with us to help get these kids back, or is this largely a solo movement?
No, they do. I mean, in the beginning, when we started our project, it was difficult to think that, you know, there could be this private-public partnership where a private organization can actually help rescue children. But we proved the model in Colombia first, and then in Haiti, and then we moved into Mexico, and now we've been in over 30 countries. And so at this point, the model has been proven, and this film's only going to do more to continue to prove that model.
Well, how hard was it to get this film made? I mean, you probably didn't have a lot of enthusiasm in the beginning, did you?
No, actually, it was meeting a real hero that you want to imitate him. I when I met Tim, I said, I wanna become like Tim. I wanna be more like him. Yeah. You know, this guy is because he leads by example, and that's the most powerful testimonies out there when people lead by example. So when I decided to commit to do this film with Alejandro Monteverde, the director, who's another genius, Picasso, Michelangelo, genius filmmaker. He's my business partner. He's from Mexico too as well. When I brought him to meet Tim, when we committed to say yes, he looked at me and he said, Eduardo, I have to be very honest with you. We have a lot of friends, but we have a lot of enemies too. And I'm going to share them with you if you say yes. I don't want you to ask me later, well, you didn't tell me how dangerous this is, you know? It is dangerous. And I remember I closed my eyes and I said, what if this is my son? What would I do? I will stop everything that I'm doing. I will hope that the entire world will stop everything they're doing so they can help me to find my son. So that was the motivation. I don't want this tragedy to happen to me for me to wake up. So I'm going to wake up now because God reveals this information to me from Tim Ballard. So I said, brother, we're in this together. I made a promise to God that I will dedicate my life to end child trafficking along with you and every other warrior that are doing the same. Together we're stronger, so let's start a movement with this film. So the first obstacle was raising the funds. And it was really difficult because people didn't want it to be involved in something that it was too dangerous, right? And I was, what if this is your son? It's too dangerous. Okay, well, finally we're raising money, enough money to start this process. Then the actors, when the script was ready, remember, we visited a lot of actors. All of them, more than 20, they say no, 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 until one day say, brother, who do you want to play you? And he said, Jesus Christ. No, don't go crazy. Now I'm talking about the actor who plays Jesus Christ. Okay, I thought for a second this guy went crazy, right? So do you know him? But why him? I said, he's older than you. He doesn't look like you. He's just older than you. Why? Because Eduardo, he's not only an amazing actor, he's another Picasso, Michelangelo, crazy genius, but he has the heart. He has a godly heart. I want an ambassador to come with us to stay here forever to end child trafficking. And this guy is brave.
You're so great choice.
I text him and he said yes right away. We sent him the script and I'm in. So we have now a great story, great script, Gene Caviezel. Later, we finished the film. The film at that time was owned by Fox. But then Disney bought Fox. Right. Now Disney owns the movie. Now I don't know what to do. I have to pay them a lot of money. And that's when this hero right here, who's very humble, and he didn't say when you ask him, what is your involvement here? Yeah. He helped me to rescue the movie from Disney. So Bob, you are an angel too, brother, because you helped us to rescue this movie from Disney, who in the first place, they said, this film is not for us anyway, right. But pay me what you owe me. So finally, we paid them. We rescued the movie. And right there for 3 years, doctor, we were like knocking doors everywhere. Amazon, Netflix, everywhere. No, this is not for us. This is not for us. That's when we show you the movie the first time. You know, back in the days, I was like, and as you said, wisely said, that was not God's timing. But at that time, I didn't know. I was just knocking doors, and Tim Ballard, how the movie's going? Yes, it's going good. All my investors, all my producers, and actually the producers, what is this movie? Well, it's there, it's there, it's there. Finally, I was praying for an angel to come and rescue this film. And one day, I received a phone call from someone living in Provo, in Utah. I didn't even know where Provo was. What is that? We're Angel Studios. Who are you guys? We are the angels you've been praying for. And they came and they rescued the film. And because of them, now 5 million people have seen the movie. Isn't that amazing? This is a movement. No one can stop this, doctor. They can take me, they can take him, they can take you. They cannot take millions of people. This is the people's movie. I can't believe that we were competing with Indiana Jones, with the biggest company in the world, Disney, and we beat them because of the people and because all glory to God, because so many people have been praying for this movie and those prayers are there. There's nothing more powerful than prayer. And this movie born out of prayer, because every project that we do, we discern first with God and we pray and we fast. And when he gives us the green light, we go all the way. And here we are with you. It's an honor to be here with you, talking about Sound of Freedom.
Well, we're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back with our fascinating guests.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. We have incredible people with us today. Tim Ballard, Eduardo Verastegui.
Wow. Every time is better. Every time is better.
And Bob Yanway, all who've played a major, major part in getting this thing done. And I want to ask all of you, how big a problem is child trafficking?
Fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. Millions of people in slavery, of one form, labor slavery, organ harvesting, and sex slavery. And, you know, in the United States, oftentimes I've heard so many times, oh, that's a problem far, far away. No, it's not a problem far, far away for several reasons. One, we're the number one consumer, this country, of child rape videos. We're number one, and sometimes number one or number two in production even. Also, we are creating the demand, and we have these strange movements being birthed out of accepting child sexuality, like this movement to change them pedophile to minor attracted persons, to normalize or sexualizing children by giving them material that I used to be able to arrest someone for giving to children. Now school teachers are giving it to children. And so it's a bigger movement. You know, 85,000 children unaccompanied show up at our border over the last 2 years alone. And thousands of them are under 5 years old, and they disappear. We lose them, but we let them into the economy that is the number one demand for child sex material. So we have to connect all the dots and see that this is spiritual warfare, but maybe the first time ever, it's a spiritual warfare that has children in the crosshairs. I've never seen that. And pedophilia is now being normalized. I think this is why some of these mainstream folks want to destroy this movie because it's going to force a conversation that they're not prepared to have.
They don't want to have.
They don't want to have it.
Well, you know, I'm looking up the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was read into the Congressional Record in 1963, January the 10th, 1963. And part of it has to do with discrediting the family as an institution and encouraging promiscuity, raising kids away from the negative influence of parents. There was one in which they said that they wanted to sexualize.
Yes, I've seen this.
The children. And bring our sense of morality to the ground.
Isn't that Disney is what they're doing?
Yeah.
They're trying to corrupt your children. Isn't that the agenda that they have, the mainstream media? Some of them, not all of them, but some of them. I mean.
Well, you know, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Love your neighbor, you know, treat people fairly. Traditional family with a mother, a father, taking care of the children, proliferating. All of those things are under attack. Faith and family are under attack. And I think it's one of the reasons that something like child slavery is acceptable to so many people. And they don't really care, I think, whether you will give voice to it as long as you will just keep silent. Just don't say anything. Just sit there with your eyes on the ground and don't say anything. And that's almost the same as being complicit and allowing this to occur.
Evil triumphs when good people remain silent. And if they remain silent, they're not good people anymore because they're part of the problem, right?
I think that's the biggest part of the problem.
You asked the question, do other countries, you know, support what Tim is doing? And actually, he appeared before Congress years ago after that raid. And also, Tara Lee wrote us, appeared in April before Congress to say, to talking about the 85,000 missing children and to say that HHS and ORR, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, was the middleman. They're actually going recruiting kids for Becerra. You know, they needed to speed up the assembly line of bringing kids in here. And if you ask if a country is supporting, I believe our country is complicit in this trafficking. When, you know, 2.5 years ago, this administration changed, there was an invasion of the border. You know, all of a sudden people didn't, you know, the conditions that exist in Central America and Mexico always existed. All of a sudden people didn't say, hey, let's get up. Hey, honey, why don't you want to go to, let's go for a trip to the Mexico border with the U.S. No, these people were recruited and were taking kids, single digits, 5 years old, younger, like Tim is saying, and we're abusing them. And why? We were moving away from God, yes, but it's follow the money. The Gulf Cartel in on the Mexican border is the $80 billion business. The whole industry, businesses worldwide is a $250 billion business. And it's very tempting for people to be pulled into this motive for money. There's 6 steps of child trafficking, which is grooming or befriending, intoxicating, alienating, isolating. You alienate the victim from their families. And sometimes they come from broken homes. So the abuser becomes their family. Desensitizing and capitalizing. But at the end of it, the 6th step of capitalizing is really the 1st step. This is being done for profit, for money. And we're not valuing life. We're not loving our neighbor as ourselves, as the Bible tells us. If we were to do that, we become a selfie world. We start thinking about that one child. we're going to change this world. And this movie is a big step in that awareness.
No question about it. And we're going to take another very brief break, and we'll be right back. Sound of Freedom.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back talking about The Sound of Freedom. I'm sure everybody's familiar with that now, but one burning question that I want to ask our guests. What can people do? I mean, I know everybody comes out feeling in a state of shock, but what can they do?
Well, first, keep filling theaters up, because this is converting people to what's happening to children. And I'm so grateful that I've been almost feeling, I feel like we've been suffering, some of us, in silence. Where's the silent majority that's gonna come up and feel the message? And it's happening. So I'm grateful to God that the Spirit is touching millions. And that's what's happening. I feel it, touching the hearts, and people are coming. And then beyond that, we just launched a new program called the Spear Fund. It's the first time I think we figured out how to scale the problem. The Spear Fund is the tip of the spear. It's a fund that we are going to be raising resources to find whatever organization or group is the best solution for that child. I run something called the Nazarene Fund. I also am the founder of Operation Underground Railroad. But I can admit and be honest that neither of those are the end-all solution for every child. For many, yes, but not for all. So it's time to, you know, I made sure Angel Studios did not include the OUR logo even at the end of the film, because I don't want to participate in this scarcity mentality backed by, this is not about one organization, it's about all. So the Spear Fund, spearfund.org, people can go there, and we're going to be employing the principles of capitalism even. If you're the best group to rescue, that kid deserves the best, and we'll find you and deploy you.
And it's not about Republicans and Democrats and conservatives and liberals. It's about children.
Yes.
You know, vulnerable children who need responsible adults to protect them.
I always use this analogy, precisely because what you just said, is you just nail it. There's this little house full of children, and the house is on fire. This fire truck comes from this direction. This other fire truck comes from this other direction. And there's another one and another one. And when they get there, they started arguing. Hey, this is my territory. No, this is my zip code. No, you want the commission. No, you're the thief. No, you're blah, 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 blah. And then when they finish, the kids are dead. What they should have done when they got there is bring the water hose, bring the fire down, save the children, and they continue with the argument. Well, there's millions of children on fire right now. This is not about politics. This is not about you being left, right, up, down, center. It's about bringing your water hose, all of us together, bring the fire down and save the children. So that's why when someone, only pedophiles are not interested in promoting this film. Isn't that suspicious when somebody's like trying to like block the message? Don't go and see Sound of Freedom, don't go and see. What do you mean? This is about saving children. This message is for all the parents. Be aware of your children. You know, presence. There's apps that you can see what your children are looking in social media, so you can see who they're talking to. Because you know what? In 1 second, they destroy their purity and their innocence, and they will mark them forever. So parents, you need to see Sound of Freedom, because you need to know that this is real. This is not far from you. This is next door. This is everywhere. It's happening everywhere. So go and see Sound of Freedom. And then something that they're doing that is amazing, people, when they leave the movie, theater, they videotaped themselves and they shared their testimony about what they saw. And they shared that testimony with everyone. And this is the movement. There's 5 million people now, and this is global. This is gonna go all over the world. So thank you so much, Doctor, for being an ambassador of freedom, because we want everyone to become ambassadors of freedom. Only when we all come together, we can make this problem finito.
And if you see something that's suspicious, don't be afraid to notify the authorities. The worst that can happen is that you're paranoid. That's okay. Yeah. I'd rather you be too aggressive in terms of following up on this than take a nonchalant attitude and allow another child to be sacrificed.
You know, this movie is about a superhero, but each of us could be a superhero, because a lot of kids are committing suicide. We're not valuing others. We're not valuing ourselves. If someone's being bullied or taken advantage of, because mental health is a big issue too, we have to have the courage. We can save a life by standing up for another child who's being bullied or trafficked. And we can be the superhero that saves that life. Too many kids are being lost because they don't feel valued. And with one thing this movie does is show you can be a superhero too, without having to go to Colombia and risk your life physically. You can, with courage, you can save a life.
Well, we're going to have to wrap right there, but I hope everybody out there has had a chance to just feel the energy here and what went into this production and why it is so vitally important and why we all can play a part in helping to end this scourge on society.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's it for this week. Don't forget to subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can go back and listen to all the older podcasts by going to AmericanCornerstone.org. And make sure you tell others about it. Rate us, review us, because you're a part of bringing common sense back. Making sure that common sense is common once again. And don't forget the cornerstones: faith, liberty, community, and life. See you next week.